The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And so all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David. He went to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. There were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping night watch over their flocks. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for you and for all people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, the one who is Christ and Lord, and this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today is a day of teaching. It's a day of revelation. I'd like to call you to reflect with me on a particular meaning which we might find in our celebration of the birth of our Messiah, our Lord and Savior. In the Hasidic tradition, this story is told. The student comes to the rabbi, and he said, "Master, I have been studying the Torah. I have prayed over it. I have reflected on every word in the Torah, and yet I can't seem to find the meaning." And the master said, "My son, the meaning is not in the words. The meaning is to be found in the spaces between the words. That's where life is lived. Words come easily, but that's not life. Life is what happens in the spaces between the words." That's true for every one of us. We express all sorts of greetings and blessings and caring for one another during the time of Christmas, and yet it's an empty echo unless we have meaning in the spaces between the words. That's where life is lived, and that's where life is experienced. So let me reflect on how this might have meaning for us on Christmas Day. For many, many years, I've considered myself a pilgrim. In my whole journey in the spiritual life, I am a pilgrim. A pilgrim is somebody who is searching for something more, something deeper, something more profound, something more enlightened. And the pilgrim is always walking into the unknown. That's the whole nature of a pilgrimage. The pilgrimage is a journey in faith into a space which you have not experienced before, into an experience which is not familiar to you, something new, fresh, a vision, a dream, a hope, a prayer that you have. The pilgrim is not somebody who is empty or impoverished. The pilgrim is full of faith, deeply believing that in the journey of life, in the pilgrimage of life, God is present and God speaks and God reveals. So life becomes a pilgrimage, a search for something deeper. Now, I have found this in my own life. I have traveled half the world on pilgrimages. I've gone to the tomb of Peter in Rome many, many times. I've gone to Lourdes, to Medjugorje, I've been to Tepeyac, San Giovanni Rotondo to see Padre Pio. And I've gone to Bethlehem many, many times, countless times, all in a search for something deeper and more profound and more meaningful, something, a grace, which will enrich my life. It's a search. Life is that way. The journey is to look for something yet unseen. Something new, fresh. I've gone retreat every year for most of my life, and I'm always searching. And rather interestingly, in all of these retreat journeys, I've always gone to confession. I've always gone to the sacrament. Now, most of the time, it has been very refreshing and renewing. Occasionally, I've met a false god, a rigid or overbearing, legalistic confessor, but that was rare. Most of the times I've gone to confession on my pilgrimages, I have experienced in a new way a deeper understanding of God's love. The pilgrim is one who is searching, and this Christmas is a time for the pilgrim. It's a time to experience the openness. It's not the words that the church gives. It's the space between the words. It's the hospitality. It's the openness. It's the blessing. It's the caring. It's the touching of God's love. That's the yearning of the pilgrim. The pilgrim is always looking for something deeper. I remember some years ago, with a small group, we went on the Santiago de Compostela. When I got to Compostela, spent 2 days there, and my biggest challenge was to find a priest that spoke English. Seems to me like every place I went to confession in this church, that church, priest didn't speak any English. Finally, I found a priest that speaks English. And when I did, I entered into the spaces between the words. I want you to keep that in mind in your family. It's not the words. It's the human experience. And our great prayer, of course, for the church is, it's not what the church says. It's not the proclamation the church makes. It's the experience of the spaces between the words. And the great prayer at Holy Family, and maybe something we yearn from universally, is to be accepted. Oh, to be accepted just as you are. In the confessional moment, to find that in your humanity, you are loved, you are cherished, and you are blessed. Not in your perfection, but in your humanity. That's what it means to understand the Torah. And that's what it means to understand the Word of God which we proclaim. That's what it means to understand the teaching of the church, the teaching of the Messiah who came to affirm us in our humanity, to love us in our brokenness, to admire us in our failure, to call us to a new life, to become a pilgrim, a person filled with faith, confident that when the Lord leads us, we are led to a new and wonderful experience of God's infinite love. So whoever you are, wherever you are in your life, know that God is present to you in that space. It makes Christmas meaningful. It makes the birth of Jesus Christ into our lives something to celebrate and to give thanks, not because we're perfect, but precisely because we are not perfect. That's the whole meaning of the birth of Jesus Christ. He's born into our humanity to touch us, to love us, to affirm us, to encourage us, to lift up our spirits and to believe that this is a day of celebration. It's a day of gratitude. It's a day of praise. Because God, the infinite God, has become human, born in Bethlehem. So in some ways, every one of us is called to Bethlehem. It's a long journey sometimes. It requires sacrifice. It requires determination. And most of all, it requires faith. The pilgrim is somebody who is confident, strong in spirit, the one who believes. And believing is seeing. So keep that in mind. For all the expressions we have given at Christmas, for all the cards we have sent, and the gifts we have shared, the only meaning they have, my friend, is found in the spaces between the words. That's a holy place. That's a place in which we truly enter into prayer and experience the wonder of God's presence in our humanity. Amen.